For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, we have been on a road trip.
Yes.
We piled into the car together and we went to the Shaw Festival. I have been waiting for this a lifetime to see Mae West's Sex. But we also took in the Russian play. And the day before, very interesting, you saw Glass Menagerie with basically the same cast that is also in Sex.
And they turn around very, very quickly and completely inhabit different characters, including two of our favorites who do a gender change.
I thought that that was one of the fun things about Peter Hinton Davis's production of Sex. Mae West, known from the movies. Very small film career, actually, but colossally important. It's only about 10 films. And I think many people are unaware of her history as a playwright, that she was one of the most successful Broadway playwrights of her lifetime, and her play Sex, which played a few hundred performances on Broadway in 1926 before being shut down by the police, claiming that she was corrupting the public morals. And this production treats her very respectfully, pulls out the larger themes of gender inequality, of sexual exploitation, of class difference, and emphasizes these very, very powerfully, sometimes at the expense of the comedy. This is very Brechtian and sometimes not very Mae Westy. Still, intriguing play, fabulous production values, and marvelous Diana Donnelly as Margie Lamont, streetwalker from Montreal, who, of course, in that Mae West fashion, triumphs at the end, gets everything that she wants, even though she didn't know she wanted it.
With never a hair out of place.
No, she's unflappable. Whatever fresh threat comes to the door, Margie is not intimidated.
Well, we were talking about the incredible energy and focus of Shaw actors, and Diana Donnelly, not only an actor, but also a director.
She directed the Russian play. And the Russian play, I did not really have firmly in my mind what to expect. I had read the description and had a sense of that. But as it began, I realized, wow, we are here for something special. And I'm also beginning to get a taste of what the Tim Carroll years are going to be like at the Shaw Festival. He really envisions this as a contemporary theater festival, even when doing a play from 1926. You are going to get something that speaks to today. We are not here for nostalgia. I felt that in Brigadoon, in reminding us that these men have just come from the war. And the production values of the Russian play, non-realistic design by Gillian Gallo in this non-realistic play. And the central woman, it's Sonia, and it's Gabriella Sundar Singh, and she's a combination of stand-up comedian and Chekhovian actress.
Just if Chekhov did stand-up.
If Chekhov did stand-up, here's our gal. I got that sense as I'm going through the productions. I've often said that people say, what should I see at the Shaw? Well, it's almost immaterial. You go with a different purpose when you're going to a festival. And I think we're seeing the broader vision of this artistic director and this ensemble of actors and directors. And Diana Donnelly, wonderful in both capacities, actor and director, intriguing and satisfying. I was curious because you had seen Glass Menagerie the day previous and the same actors that I was seeing in Mae West's Sex. In the huge contrast, Jonathan Tan, for instance, who we saw as Agnes, the doomed and fragile girl following the fleet, who, you know, I guess no spoilers, but she's not in the final scene, but he had also played the gentleman caller.
The day before.
The day
right,
before.
In the Glass Menagerie. And similarly, Laura was played by Julia Course, but then the next day, she was the rich man's son.
Yes, she was Margie Lamont's aristocratic suitor, Stanton. A wonderful day at the Shaw. I love seeing the festival come into focus.
And one thrill I had was seeing the Glass Menagerie in the Shaw's take on it, which is not quite as sentimental as I remember it as a boy. And a similar experience driving down to Chautauqua for the Christians, which we saw a couple of years ago at Road Less Traveled, which was kind of edgy and a little angry. And here in the Christians, you just kind of feel sorry for the congregation. They've been blindsided by their minister. Different productions, both wonderful.
That's wrapping up, yes?
Yes, this weekend.
This weekend, also wrapping up this weekend, the beautiful Shakespeare in Delaware Park production of The Tempest.
Yes. But as they say, when one door closes, another one opens. Opening Saturday night, Mommy Queerest. It's summer camp at BUA.
I love summer camp. This is Jimmy Janowski, the great Jimmy Janowski. I read someone opine that this is one of the things that every Buffalonian must do before they die, see Jimmy Janowski on stage in a major drag role. Well, they don't get draggier than Joan Crawford, and that's who he will be beginning tomorrow night. tonight at Alleyway Theater, a Buffalo United Artists production. And you personally have something going. What's happening with
I
you?
I do. Okay. I'm going to be on the stage with the Cheektowaga Community Symphony Orchestra, narrating Benjamin Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. I hope I'm in fine voice.
On fine voice. That's an acting gig, right? You're just,
yeah. Of course.
Of course.
It's at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon out at Cheektowaga Town Park.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.